I had a chance to meet the Oak Ridge Boys, I don't know, about 20 years ago or so, and they performed and gave him one of his big hits, and many of you may know of it, I'll Be True to You. The Oak Ridge Boys sang that song, and he's had a lot of other people sing his stuff as well. So I'll tell you a little bit more about Alan Rohde. He's got a new CD out that's 99% original, and you'll be able to find that at the Friends of Florida Folk booth. And anybody here, practically, you can stop by and pick up some music at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, which is located behind the field from the main stage. But his new CD is called Journey. And when he was telling me some of the people who are performing with him on that CD, you just won't believe it, includes the late John Hartford, before he passed away, performed with Alan, as well as John Prine. I know that's a name you're familiar with. And I was tickled to hear that also Mara O'Connell, who is singing with him on this new CD, Journey. And I met Mara O'Connell as well about 20 years ago at the Florida Folk, at the Winfield Folk Festival in Kansas, and saw that woman sing a song a cappella in front of 14,000 people and bring them to their feet. She has the most beautiful, pure voice. And so you know that you're in for a treat with Alan Rohde if have the likes of John Prine, John Hartford, and Mara O'Connell singing with him on his new CD. So again, this is his very first performance at the Florida Folk Festival, and I know that you're going to enjoy what he has to say. All right, we have definite thumbs up, and I hope you'll put your hands together and make welcome Mr. Alan Rohde.
Thank you so much. Well, this is definitely the biggest festival I've ever been to. Went to one other little thing called Kerrville down there in Texas. But this is something else again. It's really great to be here. It's just an old truck, got a history of hay bales, not a computer in her. She's got wing vent windows, got an old tape player, got a dent in the right side door. Gonna get right in her, go down the main street and pick up Mary Lou. Mary Lou's not complicated, she seems happy living here. A simple girl, low heel pumps and a print dress. I saw her in my rearview mirror. She was closer than she appeared. I pulled over to the curb and opened up the door for Mary Lou. Saw a big Mercedes, I saw Claudia Schiffer, while I was strumming through the barber shop copy of Esquire magazine. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to want, that's what I'm supposed to possess and flaunt. But I just want my old truck and my sweet loving Mary Lou. Oh la 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 la. Oh la 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 la. that's what I'm supposed to want. That's what I'm supposed to possess and flaunt. But I just want this old truck and my sweet loving Mary Lou. Oh, la, 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 la. I stole that line from Jimmy Buffett. La, 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 la. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're doing all right this morning. Well, that duo that was just up here just slayed me. I love old time country music. I can't get enough of it. Well, I've been a songwriter for about 30 years now, and traveling around and glittering obscurity, having a great time. And I'd like to do you a song that's on my new album. And we lost a great humanitarian as well as a musician in John Hartford, and I was honored to have him come in and play fiddle on this one song on my record. And it's called That's Who I'd Be. Panhandler on the street, a hero in defeat, a robber on the run, a soldier with no gun, a forest with no rain, a pilot with no plane, a dreamer who never woke from his sleep. That's who I'd be if it were only me. Here without you, love, cause your love makes me complete. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how good this life can be. And a heart without a soul is a wheel that just won't roll. Like the bread without the wine, or a clock can't keep time. The sky without the blue, a lie without the truth, an orphan with no shoes upon his feet. That's who I'd be if it were only me. Here without you, love, cause your love makes me complete. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how good this life can be. Like a drunkard with no gin, in a tunnel with no end. Like a star without the night, or a knight without a king. In a castle that won't stand, on a mountain made of sand. Just an empty shell washing out to sea. That's who I'd be if it were only me. Here without you, love, cause your love makes me complete. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how good this life can be. That's who I'd be if I were on my own. I never would have known how sweet this life can be. Thank you.
Thank you. When I play somewhere for the first time, I always like to do something from way back in my repertoire, so to speak. This is a song I wrote in the late 70s for my grandfather, or grandpa, as we called him. This is called Grandpa's Boots. I grew up in parts of Kentucky and Mississippi. And we lived in Meridian for a while and used to make these trips in the summertime as well as Christmas holidays up to Louisville and cross the river there at New Albany, Indiana, and visit my grandparents on my mother's side as well as my father's side. Well, my grandmother was from England, and I tried to write her a song. It's not finished yet, but this is from my grandpa. He was a Hoosier and a Mason. They lived in a little narrow house there in New Albany, Indiana, and I was, I'll just let the song tell you here. It's 1953 on a warm, windy night. I'm only 7, but that's quite all right. I ain't with my daddy, I ain't with my mom. I'm in Indiana with my old grandpa. The room's kind of funny looking, but I don't mind. I'm in front of a TV, going blind, and Grandpa's drifting away in his prayers, dreaming about Grandma in his easy chair. Grandpa, Grandpa, you're a fine old ghost, falling asleep in front of the Philco with a pipe at your side. I need one more rocking chair ride. There's your trusty old boots over there by the door, looking like rust. You don't wear them no more. But if they could talk, I know they would tell all of those stories you tell so well. You know the real scary ones, so late at night, tucking us in. You put us in a fright, till you give us a hug and make the whole world all right. Whiskers on my cheek. Grandpa, Grandpa, you're a fine old ghost, falling asleep front of the Philco. There's funny noises outside. I need one more rocking chair ride. But my grandpa's boots are nowhere to be found, and I pray every day I don't let him down. And sitting alone on a warm, windy night, I can still see him sleeping in the test pattern light. Grandpa, Grandpa, you're a fine old ghost, falling asleep in front of the Philco with a pipe at your side. I need one more rocking chair ride. As the wind sings outside, I need one more rocking chair ride. Grandpa, Grandpa. Thank you. We got any country music fans here today? Any George Jones fans? We have two here today. Well, I'll do this song for you two people. No. Well, you know, for a songwriter living in Nashville, Tennessee, to have a song recorded by George Jones is quite an event. And that happened to me a while back, and I was totally excited about it, of course, and I went over to my friend John Hadley's house. John's a songwriter from Oklahoma, and we were going to try to get together and see if we could come up with a song that day. Well, I rushed in with my six-pack of beer and immediately told John about my George Jones cut. He popped the top off of beer and leaned back in his chair and said, "Yeah, well, congratulations. I had a song by George a few years ago. Kind of burst my bubble, if you want to know the truth." Anyway, we drank the rest of that beer, and upon realizing we had both had a song recorded by George Jones, we decided it was time to write a song about having a song recorded by George Jones. So we went down to the Country Music Hall of Fame, not wanting to have any facts wrong, and did a little research. We found out George has made over 200 albums in his illustrious career. So we affectionately call this song One of 2,000. You're looking at one of 2,000 writers who wrote a song that got cut by George Jones. You can laugh and call me a liar, but I've got that record at home. It's vinyl, too. You might think that one of 2,000 writers isn't much to be talking about. That's one heck of a lot of songwriters, but it's nice being part of the crowd. Well, if I die tomorrow and it don't make the paper, if I go down broke and alone, you'll still find my name under the title of a song that was recorded by George Jones. Now, there's a part coming up where I'm going to need y'all's help, and I think you'll realize what it is when it comes around. We couldn't write a country waltz about having a song recorded by George Jones without having a recitation in the middle of it. Seems like half this song's been a recitation already. So here comes the sad part. And I've had people come right up and ask me, "Did you ever write a song for somebody really well known?" Are y'all ready? Here we go. I just smile and ask them this question. Tell me, friend, did you ever hear of the Possum No Show? George Jones? Well, if I die tomorrow and it don't make the paper, if I go down broke and alone, you still find my name right there under the title of a song that got cut by George Jones. You're looking at one of 2,000 writers. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. George, thank you very much. I'm going to do you one more here. This is the one song off my CD that I did not write. This is a song I've been doing for a number of years. Since I heard it on Mr. Thompson's album, I call him Mr. Thompson. Tune by Richard Thompson. Hopefully in tune. It's a song about a young outlaw and his motorcycle. And Del McCoury did a burning bluegrass version of this song, as you all may have heard here or there on the radio or on television when he was doing it. This is my version that kind of evolved out of doing it for about 6 or 7 years prior to that. And it was the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. I've seen you on the corners and in the cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. I've 21 years, I just might make 22. I don't mind dying except for the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, well, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Come down, Red Molly, cried Sergeant McCrae. They've taken in James 80 on armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. She came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Nortons and Indians and Greaves just won't do. They haven't got the soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for her hand, slipped her the keys. He said, I've no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride. To ride. To ride. To
thank you. Thanks a lot, y'all. Have fun. See you later on today. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Alan Rohde.